Thank you. Thank you very much, Eva. So I am the chair of the expert group on resource management, the EGRM, and I am pleased to tell you a little bit about what we've been doing over the last year. If you can advance the slide, please, Eva. Thank you. So the two main sort of strands of work at EGRM, and we touched on this yesterday, is the UNFC, so the UN Framework Classification of Resources. So it's very much about how do we generate energy for sustainable energy. And the second strand of work is the UNRMS, so the UN Resource Management System, which is a set of guidelines on how we manage our resources globally. And some really important things that have happened this year is that some of these have been adopted by various regions. So first of all, the UNFC has been included into the European Critical Raw Materials Act, which was coming into force in May of this year, and which is counting on member states of the European Union to deliver on the piece of legislation and to do so while using the UNFC classification of minerals. So that's a hugely important step in actually implementing some of the work from the EGRM. Also, the UNRMS, so the Resource Management System, has been endorsed in the Asia Pacific. So ministers in energy in the region have endorsed the UNRMS as a voluntary global standard for integrated resource management. So while it's still voluntary, it's a really, really important endorsement in rolling out the best practices. Also, the Pan-African Reserves and Resource Reporting Code, called PARC, has been launched in 2024, and it's basically building on the principles of the UNFC. So this also marks a really widespread regional adoption of the UNFC and UNRMS in Africa. And then in the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Northeast Asia and Latin American countries, they have been engaging with us, and they are using the UNFC and the UNMS both, and it has been recommended by the ECOSOC for global application. So one of the really important things that we've been discussing this year is how we ensure that our work within the UNECE has this sort of global reach and impact, and how we can best do that. And one of the ways we do it is that we have people from around the globe represented on our bureau for the EGRM. We had a Resource Management Week in 2024. It was in April, and it's sort of a platform for implementing, discussing, showing case studies and sharing best practices, and again from participants around the globe. So next slide, please. Some of the things that we've been focusing on, again, it's been policy guidance on both the UNFC and the UNRMS that we have developed further in this year. We have a large number of working groups who are delivering this, some of which are focused on specific resources such as minerals or petroleum or renewables or injection projects, but we also have an increasing number of cross-cutting working groups that are looking at how we can implement this in various ways. And they have been busily working on the policy guidance of how to adopt and how to implement this as we move forward. We have focused on circular economy and sustainability and addressing challenges related to resource sustainability and circular economy integration across the ECE region and beyond. We have a very big focus on the intergenerational justice and demand-side interventions in critical raw materials management, and this was touched upon yesterday, where our chair of our youth group was presenting in the afternoon, and also we had a discussion as part of the Secretary-General's dialogues on critical minerals, where we also had representation from our youth group. We have a very important strand of work that is increasing, and it is the International Centers of Excellence. So while we've been focusing on UNRMS and UNFC throughout the last decade, now we're getting this sort of third leg of implementing around the globe, and we have added several new centers this year, one in the European Union, focusing on critical minerals. That's going to be based in Ljubljana and is in the process of establishing itself. We have one in the UK focused on circular economy and one in Kazakhstan focusing on the regional development, especially in petroleum and gas in that region, as well as several other sort of emerging initiatives in this area. Next slide, please. Again, the UN Secretary General's panel on critical energy transition metals has been working over the last several months. They have established 7 guiding principles that emphasize equity, justice, and transparency throughout the entire critical minerals value chain. This is very much mirroring the principles of the UNRMS, and of course, various people from the expert groups have also contributed to the work and the consultation on this panel. As part of the response to this panel's principle, again, we emphasize that both the UNFC and the UNMS is providing harmonized framework to provide resource management, ensuring consistent, transparent classification and governance of resources across all regions in the world. And then finally, we are expanding our role to foster multi-stakeholder cooperation, aligning resource management frameworks with principles of equity and fairness. And this positions the EGRM to lead on the next phase of global sustainability governance for critical minerals and beyond. And we touched about on that yesterday as well in the discussions, that moving from classifying resources, providing guidelines for management, the next sort of natural step is really providing a framework for best practice governance of resources around the globe. And I do think that that was my last slide. If you can just advance it and I'll see. Oh, maybe not. Okay, thank you.